Here at MG Gateway, welcome to part 5 of our series on suffering. We can throw cliches at suffering all the time. God works all things together for good, which is true. However, that does not make all things good. And I want us to be able to think about suffering soberly and not make light of it at the same time, not be controlled by it. Do you like looking in the mirror? Most of us have a love-hate relationship with the mirror, right? There are some days you're like, hey, and some days you're like, ugh. Because the mirror tells us the truth, and we don't always like the truth, whether it's our aging, or our acne, or our hair, or our whatever it is. There's something that the mirror does to us that can either be unhealthily captivating or unhealthily devastating. And so I think what we all would recognize is that looking in the mirror too much, whether it's because you like it or you don't like it, is not a healthy psychological thing. But I want to think about suffering like a mirror. Suffering is a mirror. Suffering shows us ourselves. It forces us to be honest about our faith, the state of it. It forces us to be honest about our way that we idolize comfort. It forces us to be honest about how self-centered we can become. And it forces us to kind of deal with who we are and the state of who we are. This is one thing that's always blown my mind, is how Christ on the cross, being betrayed, suffering, dying brutally, is praying for the people. You know, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. I'm like, I couldn't do that. Could you do that? But suffering is a mirror, and we know who Jesus is. He's the sinless one. He's the one who can love without condition, even while he's being brutally murdered. And I don't think any of us are truly capable of that to the extent that he is. Maybe some of you are more holy than me. But this story in the book of Job really kind of shows this to me. You have this household that is devastated by suffering, undeserved, and it comes out of left field. They didn't earn it. It wasn't their fault. It was just out of nowhere. You have children dying, financial loss, substantial suffering in every direction. And you have Job and his wife, and they react very differently. And I think this is kind of designed in the story that God tells us this way, is to say us, like, will you be like Job, or will you be like Job's wife when you suffer? And the reality is, like, most of the time we don't have a choice in the moment whether we'll be like Job or we'll be like Job's wife. Rather, we have the recognition of a lifetime of faith that's been forming our deep inward heart, and that just comes out. It's revealed in suffering. So many of us have suffered and been disappointed in ourselves in the way that we've reacted. Or maybe we've suffered and felt like, man, I feel like the Lord used me in that situation. Either way, the answer is not just to, like, white knuckle and be better in the moment, but to say, like, how am I cultivating a heart of faith that loves people so that when I'm suffering, that is what comes out? So this is Job 2, verse 9. This is right after all the suffering. It says, then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. And he says to her, you speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God? And shall we not also receive evil? Job saying, I've never been in control of this. God's in control of this. I am gonna hold on to my integrity because I've always been convinced that God is in control and that if I receive good or if I receive bad, that's up to him. Whereas she's going, you know, forget God, forget your integrity, curse God, might as well just die. And so I want us to think about how suffering is a mirror, not necessarily a mirror that's designed to shame us in the moment, but a mirror that shows us what our inward parts are actually made of, shows us what our faith is actually made of. When we're disappointed in that, or when we're encouraged by that, either way, the answer is the same. And that's turn to Jesus, love him, cling to him, and hopefully next time the suffering comes, a heart of faith will be shown rather than a heart of entitlement or a heart that needs comfort in order to love. So at MG Gateway, I hope as we contemplate our suffering that we can see the different aspects of it, and the way that it sobers us, the way it shows us ourselves, the way that it's truly evil and that proves God's existence, and the way in which we have to really grieve tremendously our suffering because it is like the feeling of being violated. And so thanks for going through this 5-part series with me. If you are presently in a ton of pain and a ton of suffering and no one's there to process through with you, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear your story and hopefully help you connect with God in the midst of what you're going through. Love you all. See you later on the Daily Doses.